now, proudly serving those who serve. This is Around the Services.
Hello and welcome. I'm Petty Officer Michael Wilkin. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is continuing his overseas trip today with a stop in Ankara, Turkey. During his visit, the Defense Secretary had the chance to meet with Turkey's defense leaders to discuss security concerns in the region. He also laid a wreath at the mausoleum of the founder of modern Turkey. Secretary Panetta says Turkey represents a key ally in the Middle East. He also lauded the Turks for their strong position, condemning Syria's violent crackdown on protesters.
We've reaffirmed the importance of the U.S.-Turkish alliance in confronting some of the most pressing security challenges in the region and across the world, including supporting the democratic changes that are sweeping this region, confronting the oppressive Assad regime, and urging change there as well, and in equipping and modernizing the NATO alliance.
After his visit to Turkey, Secretary Panetta is scheduled to make a stop in Libya before heading back to the U.S. For more on the Secretary's travels, you can head online to defense.gov. Louisiana National Guard soldiers were some of the first deployed to Iraq and some of the last to return. Thursday marked the formal end to the U.S. war in Iraq. More than 9,000 National Guardsmen deployed to the country during the nearly nine-year conflict. But the Louisiana Guard paid a heavy price. In all, 33 soldiers were killed in action. One of the soldiers from the 256th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, Captain Daniel Fritz, remembers the day six of his comrades died when their Bradley fighting vehicle hit a roadside bomb in 2005.
It was tragic. It was horrific. It'll be a day that I'll never forget. I look at every single one of those soldiers that was with Black Sheep during that deployment, the ones we lost and the ones that came home as a part of my family. And those soldiers that we lost won't be forgotten.
Guardsmen say one of the highlights of their deployment came when they provided security for voters in the first free election following the fall of Baghdad.
We saw people walking the streets, bloody feet, just to get to the polling sites and to vote. I mean, they had stained fingers after the vote, so there was no way they could hide it, but they were willing to take a chance. We spent a long time over there. I can only hope that we made it a better place.
The celebration may be short-lived for returning troops coming home from the mission in Iraq. Nearly 45,000 troops face potential unemployment, a grim reality for many. And that's exactly what happened to 23-year-old military policeman Specialist Jose Soriano. He had hopes of pulling in $200,000 a year as a security contractor, but found himself getting turned down for jobs at McDonald's.
So hard to swallow your pride, you know, and beg for a job. Us being deployed, you know, we've faced a lot of different dangers. You know, if we can get through that, we can get through this little bump in the road.
Officials believe the high unemployment rates may be because veterans have less formal education than their peers. Specialist Soriano is currently working as a National Guard recruiter, but it's only temporary. Well, as more service members return home, doctors are looking at alternative ways to help erase the wounds of war. And one state-of-the-art DoD facility is placing much more emphasis on healing through the arts. Petty Officer Xander Gamble has more.
It's inviting, calming, peaceful. A 72,000 square foot urban oasis designed to help heal those who serve. The state-of-the-art NICO, or National Intrepid Center of Excellence on the campus of the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, provides evaluation, treatment, planning, and research for troops with traumatic brain injury and psychological health issues. So inside, you can expect to find some of the most technologically advanced equipment around, such as the computer-assisted rehabilitation environment and the digital imaging visualization environment, allowing providers to view brain scans and images in 3D. Through comprehensive and holistic clinical care, patients are allowed to tap into their senses.
Through our Healing Arts program, we've begun to measure the impacts that the arts have on troops facing these unique and complex health conditions.
The second one down was a service member actually encountered this in Iraq. An Iraqi walked up to his FOB and had been shot in the head, and part of his brain was exposed.
Art provides a visual, tangible, and therapeutic means to rehabilitation.
Many of them are afraid to express what they've seen because they're scared that they'll be viewed as a monster, or they think it's too traumatic for a viewer. So you'll see a couple make them and say, like, you don't want to hang this on the wall. And it's those service members that I immediately hang because it helps validate what they've been through.
By using art therapy, we're able to use different parts of the brain to allow the service members to express themselves.
And if art heals, why not writing?
Today we launched the most recent addition to our healing arts, Operation Homecoming at the NICO.
Writing is yet another tool and another strategy by which we're able to have the patient use a different part of the brain to be able to bring out those feelings that they have so that they have a better understanding of the problems that are stopping them from recovery.
Operation Homecoming, the National Endowment for the Arts' critically acclaimed writing program, is expected to bring healing through creative writing.
We believe the arts are an ideal way to help heal troops and their families, that they are fundamental to our health and indeed to our humanity.
Writers and therapy professionals will offer writing workshops at the NICO and less formal sessions at the Fisher House on campus.
I wanted to be able to help others with the same tools that helped me.
Army veteran Ron Capps, who is also the director of the Veterans Writing Project, will design the curriculum and head up the expressive and creative writing components of Operation Homecoming at the NICO.
I was treated in Afghanistan for post-traumatic stress disorder. I went almost immediately to Iraq. I came back from Iraq. I went almost immediately on another tour in Darfur during the genocide. Writing helped me get control of my post-traumatic stress disorder.
He says writing provides a means for warriors to deal with bad memories.
You can then develop a resiliency by telling that story over and over again.
Anticipate coming up with those metrics by which we'll be able to tell other people how to utilize this tool and how to measure the results.
If successful, plans are to implement the program at other facilities around the country. Petty Officer Xander Gamble, Pentagon Channel News.
Christmas is a little more than a week away, so a group of service members in Guam decided to pitch in and help wrap donated gifts for needy children. Petty Officer Colwyn Colbert reports.
Service members currently on or visiting Guam wrap donated gifts for the 27th annual Sugar Plum Trees Big Wrap at the Bank of Hawaii in Hagatnya, Guam.
It's amazing how many came this year. I was so thrilled when I started seeing all these yellow shirts come in the door.
Service members said they couldn't pass up the opportunity.
If I wasn't doing it here in Guam, I would find somewhere in Hawaii.
The Big Wrap is the end to the Sugar Plum Tree gift-giving event. Service members took the opportunity to support the community.
I think it's really important because it shows that the military is still part of the community.
It's important to help out people of Guam because they're being such gracious hosts to us, so we figured we'd give back to the community.
For Joint Region Marianas, I'm Mass Communication Specialist, Second Class, Corwin Colbert.
Well, instead of wrapping gifts, some service members at Misawa Air Base were wrapping their hands to prepare for Friday night fight night. We leave you with scenes from the matchups. For many service members, it was their very first time in the ring. That's gotta hurt. I'm Petty Officer Michael Wilkin. For everyone here at the Pentagon Channel, thanks for watching.